Hi, this is Eric.
Eric, how are you? This is Ron Hobson.
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
I'm doing just peachy. Just couldn't be better.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, you know, I try to get something out of Bill about the long rivalry of the Patriots and Jets. That was never the hot rivalry, except among the players. I'm talking about the 70s, 80s, 90s. The players hated each other. Well, now we have a coaching controversy, but nevertheless. When you were here, did you have the same feeling about playing the Jets, that's a team you really wanted to beat both times and wanted to beat them good?
I've had the unique experience of being with the Jets and going to the Patriots, and then being with the Patriots and going to the Jets. And it's a passionate rivalry, and you enjoy the games. There's a lot of intensity on both sides, and that's what you expect going into it.
Yeah, and now, you know, everybody wants to make something of the relationship of you and Bill, so that adds more spice to it. But the fact is, your team has been on the cusp of a lot of games and overtimes and whatever, and you know, looking for an upset, looking to do something meaningful. Is that the way your guys look at it?
Well, I spoke to Marty Schottenheimer when he was down watching a game and visiting his son, and just asked him how he got to the amount of wins that he got to. And he told me a story about when he was playing, and he tried to tackle. He got in, wasn't playing very much, but he did get in. He was friends with Joe Namath at the time. They were playing the Jets, and he got in on third down, came in on a blitz, and thought he was going to clean up Joe Namath. Joe Namath made a miss, got the first down, and he talked about how that play affected him the rest of the drive, and he felt like he was single-handedly responsible for giving up the touchdown that drive. He said what he learned about that is the need to move on to the next play, to be able to focus on the next play, and that as a head coach, he always knew the games were going to come down to a handful of plays, and the player's ability to focus on the next play and move on to that was what was important and what he thought was a big reason for their success. We've had a lot of games that have come down to those handful of plays, and we haven't executed as well as we needed to in those areas, and games that were close swung to our opponent as opposed to us. And that's what we're continually focusing on, is being able to improve in that area and make sure that when we have the opportunity in the close games in the future, that we're able to take advantage of them.
Eric, it's so difficult to maintain consistency in football. The Patriots certainly have done it with their record, and that's, you know, they should be commended for it. Last year, you were a playoff team. What are some of the factors that changed? You know, the assumption was you were just going to move on from there and be right back in it again. But what's some of the factors that changed that as the season went along?
You know, I actually talked about this right after the playoff game in my press conference, how each year is so unique and each year is so different. And you don't get to start at 10-6. You don't get to start at whatever you finished the previous year. You have to do all those positive things that you did the year before and continue to grow and improve upon those things and learn from the mistakes. And you see it year in and year out, where several teams that were in the playoffs last year won't be, and teams that went deep in the playoffs won't be, and other teams that had down years will be. And that's the unique thing about this league, and that's why you have to approach every situation every year as its own entity.
Coach, Rodney Harrison has made a few pretty big plays the last couple weeks up here, both against Baltimore and then the following week against Pittsburgh. Have you seen the Patriots using him in a different manner than they had maybe earlier in the year?
Rodney Harrison is a special player, and just a special person. He was fun to coach from the perspective of he would do anything he could possibly do to help the team win, regardless of what was asked of him, and he loved the challenge of covering the best tight end. He loved the challenge of the tight games, and he's one of those guys that always wants the ball at the end of the game. He wants to be able to make the play that impacts the game, and then you combine that with the type of human being that he is, and I just can't say enough about him as a player and as a person.
Do you still keep in touch with or have any contact with guys like him? Do you still stay on good terms with guys like Rodney that you coached that are still here?
I'll always be friends with those guys, and with Rodney, he and I had a very close relationship, and It's fun to hear about his family and the things that he's doing outside of football. There'd never be conversations football specific, but it's just it's nice to be able to catch up on a personal level when we have an opportunity.
Eric, do you see anything different with Tom Brady this year other than having a new receiving core?
Tom was impressive from the day that he got in the building, from the perspective of the way that he worked, and regardless of whether he was on the not even the third quarterback, but just being able to work with guys after practice, there was an intensity about it. When he did get the opportunities that he got, he had the same approach. As he's gotten more and more successful and more accolades, he hasn't changed his work ethic, his intensity, his selflessness. None of that has affected who he is, and I think that he'll get better and better each year because his work ethic doesn't change regardless of what happens externally.
Eric, can you elaborate on the accomplishment of the Patriots thus far? Just, I think, beating every division opponent, winning on the road against Indy and in Dallas. And, you know, obviously they've won Super Bowls before. You've been part of it. But this seems to be just a little different so far. I know they haven't won a Super Bowl yet, but it seems to be different. What's striking about this season, if anything?
It's in a lot of ways very similar to past seasons in the sense that each one of the players approaches the game, I'm sure, with absolute focus and intense preparation, and then go out and execute at a high level. And that's what you're looking for from your team at all points, is the ability to have good weeks of preparation and then carry that preparation over into execution. And they've got a lot of talented players and coaches that work extremely hard, and that's really the reason for their success.
Coach, 3-10 is obviously not where you want to be. You've talked about the rivalry and considering what the Pats are going for. How much would a win in this game mean to you?
Winning every week is important to us, and it's no different this week in the sense that this is a division opponent that's won the division quite a few years now and has a high level of success, and we know how challenging it'll be to go in there and execute the game plan and do the things that we need to do to win the game. And all the external things are things that you can't focus on and can't look at because there's so much other work to do that's going to affect the outcome.
That being said, Eric, do you understand why people are so obsessed with this whole relationship, not only between the teams, but between the two personalities that lead the teams?
I completely appreciate the interest, and I respect all the questions that I've gotten. I understand that it's important to ask those questions, and you've got groups of passionate fans and passionate people, and I completely understand that.
Does any part of you wish what happened didn't happen?
You know, with that issue, it's an issue that's a league matter, was handled by the league and is in the past, and really, I've said all that I can say on it.
Would it bother you if you and Bill never spoke ever again?
You know, I've told you how I feel about Bill, and I've got a lot of respect for him, and he's done a lot for me in my career, and nothing's changed from the first time that we played him.
Eric, just as a point of get the facts straight, on talk shows up here, it's always depicted that you blew away, you know, you dropped a dime, you blew the whistle. Did you have anything personally to do with that incident that happened in the first game?
Again, I do appreciate that they have to ask these questions, but really, in terms of that whole issue, it's really a league matter, and I said all that I can say.
Okay.
Eric, there's a report in Newsday that a Jets employee was asked to leave Gillette Stadium last season, possibly for videotaping their coaches. Is that an accurate report?
What we do every away game is we tape our team from both end zones whenever it's possible. We always ask for permission to do that. Usually it's granted, provided there's a physical space to do that. It's to get the same angle that you get in practice, and anybody that asks us to do it, we extend the same courtesy. It's pretty common one way or the other, depending on how teams like to look at their game tape. and that's really what it was.
In other words, you thought you had permission, but perhaps you didn't?
No, we had permission.
And they still asked you to leave then?
Yes, they did.
One question about, I saw you asked it earlier in the week by the New York media, was on the tainting of the three Super Bowl wins here in New England. And, I mean, yes or no, do you feel that what's happened here, game one, and what's happened throughout this season, the Spygate controversy, has that tainted what the Patriots have accomplished?
The teams that won those Super Bowls were made up of hardworking guys that prepared extremely hard and executed well on Sunday, and that's what it was. And I respect those teams and those players and those people, and they did did an outstanding job during the course of those seasons.
Eric, do you expect this game to be any more emotional than the other 13 you've played?
It's the next opponent, and it's I understand all the external things that are associated with it. But if you worry about that or look at that or spend time thinking about that, whether it's any one of the different issues involved, you lose track of what's so important, and that's preparing for a really challenging team in all three phases.
When you were here with the Patriots, did they do the type of videotaping that they got in trouble for doing?
As I said, I've really said all I can say about this matter.
Anything else, guys?
Eric, can I ask you about a guy you coached here, Asante Samuel? Do you think he's not one of the top couple corners in the game? And how challenging is it when teams won't even throw on him? I'm not even sure Pittsburgh threw a ball in his direction last week to the guy he was covering. How hard is it for a corner to keep his head in the game when that's going on?
It was when we drafted Asante and Eugene, that was a really fun year because you saw two young guys. Gino ended up going back to safety, but two guys that really developed together. And the thing with Asante that was so impressive on college tape and then when he got to the team is his instincts and his ball skills. Excellent hands, excellent understanding of when to break, where the routes are going. And I used to give him a hard time all the time because he could pretty much intercept any ball that came to him. And when he didn't have two or three of practice, I'd ask him why not? Because he's got that special ability that some corners have.
When you see game film, do you see them opponents just going on the other side consistently?
It's different. Each opponent and everybody has a different way to attack them. But you know with Asante that he does have the ability to turn the ball over or create a turnover at any point, and I'm sure each team assesses the risk-reward differently.
Eric, you've coached against some great offenses here as a coordinator, as a defensive coach, and now as a head coach. Is this the best offense you've ever coached against?
Each offense is different. The Rams were extremely challenging the year that they were putting up the massive amounts of points, and Indy's always been difficult, and you face different challenges from different offenses. New England has the ability to run the football effectively, to throw the football effectively. Every one of their skill players can score and can hurt you at any point. The offensive line is extremely well coached, and the quarterback has a great understanding of what the defense is trying to do and where he can exploit it.
So, yes?
I'd say that each one presented different challenges, but this is a outstanding offense.
Eric, do you expect to participate in that traditional post-game handshake, and do you look forward to seeing Bill if you do?
I don't expect to do anything outside the norm that I do every game with every head coach that I play against.
Obviously, being a 27-point underdog is a reflection of the competition you're playing, but is it at all, do you think your players at all sort of view that as perhaps disrespectful to them, and might they channel that into further motivation?
Well, none of the players bet on football or set lines, and that's something that's for Vegas to do or for whoever does that. I'm not really sure how it works, but again, that's one of those things that are externally part of the game and don't really affect the outcome.
Do you feel like this is your Super Bowl?
I feel like this is an opportunity for us to continue to down the path that we've continued in terms of the progress that we've made, especially lately in a lot of key areas, and you get a chance to play an outstanding team and on the road, a division opponent, and that's the challenge we face.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Eric.
Eric, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.